It's Friday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Chris Hogan. Justin is with us. Justin's in Orlando. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the Dave Ramsey Show.
Hi, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Sure. What's up?
Just want to call in with a quick question, get your advice and your input. I'll explain my scenario real quick. I am an elementary school physical education teacher. I've been teaching now for 11 years, and it's been a wonderful career path for my family. It's enabled me to have a wonderful schedule with my children and my wife. I have three young boys all under the age of 8. Long story short, my wife and I found your program right before we got married, and had followed it as the best we could all throughout the years. We've been married now for about 9 years. Started off, you know, working the baby steps, working the dead snowball, and now we're in a position where I feel like we are very, very blessed. God has definitely provided, and your program has been amazing. My situation I'm in now is when we were working the baby steps, I kind of took your joke of selling the dog on Craigslist and the cat on eBay to heart and started selling everything on eBay until we sold out of all of our own possessions. And I, you know, took it a little bit further and started getting into wholesaling, and little known to me, kind of stumbled upon a business. I've been doing it now for about nine and a half years. And this last year, has been my most lucrative in terms of the business. It's grown each year, and it's honestly my passion, my dream. It's enabled my wife to quit her job, her career job of, working in sports, technology, and she's now a stay-at-home mom, and I worked hard to be able to get that done for her, and now I'm kind of at the point where I'm itching to pursue my passion in terms of being a full-time e-commerce seller as well.
Wow.
I just want to get your thoughts on if it made sense and if I was making a wise, sound decision in doing so.
Wow. Justin, well, don't leave us hanging. How much did you make?
This past year, my gross income was $120,000, and I netted about $70,000.
Okay, and what do you make at your day job?
My day job as a teacher, I make $44,000 before taxes.
Okay. And is your lifestyle, what's your lifestyle set up on? You're out of debt. You have an emergency fund, right?
We're out of debt. I have an emergency fund fully funded of about $50,000. Our mortgage and house is completely paid off. I live in about a $300,000, $310,000 house.
And it's paid for?
It's completely paid for, yes, sir.
You are a rock star, brother.
On the ball.
So you can live on $70,000, right?
I definitely think so. Absolutely.
I think I'm
very conservative.
I think you can.
Not that it scares me. I know I have enough confidence in myself, but it,
yeah,
you know, going to school and committing a lot of my life to becoming a teacher and going in a completely different direction.
But you obviously have been doing this a while. This is not a lark. This isn't something for one year you did and you got all pumped up. This is something you've gradually grown over 9.5 years, and it's a legitimate, serious business now. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's what you want to do. You enjoy it.
Absolutely. I love it.
Okay. So when are you turning in your resignation?
Well, I've spoken with my wife, and I agree with her. She feels that I should, you know, finish the year teaching.
Okay,
and,
that seems
possibly
reasonable.
Go into a headstrong, you know, beginning of next school year after I would quit over the summer, you know, going into the next school year.
Yeah.
That was kind of, you know, her suggestion, and I value it. You know, I'm well respected in my job and want to leave on a good term.
Absolutely. And, you know, finishing out the school year is kind of a classy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
No harm, no foul. You can do that. And it, you know, have a lot of energy just knowing that it's coming to an end.
That's right.
Sure.
Even though it feels like it's a long way away, but it's only 5 months. And so,
right,
you know, I would go ahead and let them know that when the school year wraps up, you are, and I would get on with my business.
I think
you will always be a teacher.
Hmm.
It just may not be at that location in the elementary school. You might teach someone how to do eBay stuff. You might teach Sunday school at your church. I don't know what it is, but I think you're a teacher, too.
Yeah.
By the way, I am.
Sure. I love teaching.
Yeah, by the way, I'm a teacher. It's what I do. And I love teaching. It's one of my gifts, as a matter of fact. I'm a gifted teacher. A lot of things I'm not gifted at, but that one I am. And so that's who you are, and it does not have to manifest itself as elementary PE teacher.
No. And Justin, I'm going to tell you, buddy, congratulations. Very, very proud
very
of you.
Well done.
Remember the principles that got you here. Is what I want to leave you with, meaning the mindset of looking at and seeing debt for what it is. It's not a tool. It's a threat. And so even as you look to grow in your business, mm-hmm. again, please don't let your guard down. Mm-hmm. Please don't think that you suddenly have to hit a grand slam when you've been hitting base singles and you've been winning.
Yeah.
So remember those things and don't deviate from your plan, young man. You're on the ball.
4 yards in a cloud of dust get you a first down every three,
yeah.
and you don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to
put the ball at risk, and that's all we're trying to do here. It's ball protection. Just finish out. You're doing very, very well. And jump onto the Entree Leadership stuff if you haven't, and get plugged into the Entree Leadership Elite, and get plugged into some groups of some of the other sellers we've got on there that are doing really well. You can learn a lot from each other as you go. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.